This week, activists in Southern California are drawing attention to what they call secret negotiations taking place for a free trade deal shaping up in the Asia-Pacific region. The Trans-Pacific Free Trade Agreement could affect policies in Malaysia, Australia, Peru, Vietnam, the United States, and other countries with vast implications for labor, the environment, and public health. FSRN sat down with Tim Robertson in downtown Los Angeles. He's the director of the California Free Trade Coalition. Tim Robertson, welcome to FSRN.
Thanks for having me.
First, tell us about these negotiations taking place in Los Angeles. Who is participating and what is on the table?
Well, you mentioned all the countries, so trade negotiators from all of those countries are meeting in Los Angeles and San Diego this week, rather quietly, to discuss some of the more specific issues around this Trans-Pacific Free Trade Agreement. They're going to be talking about intellectual property issues, labor protections, environmental protections, rules of origins, and a couple other of the more specific issues.
And let's get into some of those issues. According to the Obama administration's Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, the talks have now achieved broad outlines of an agreement, which include, quote, industrial goods, agriculture, and textiles, as well as rules on intellectual property, technical barriers to trade, labor, and environment. What are your primary concerns?
Well, they talk a lot about these commercial issues, lowering tariffs and industrial goods exchange. But when you really look at these deals, you find a broad swath of corporate handouts. When they talk about intellectual property, we're talking about things like big pharmaceutical companies getting negotiating extensions in their patents. When we look and follow this down the rabbit hole, we find that it's making it harder and harder for people who have AIDS or tuberculosis in some of these developing countries or low-income communities here in the United States to have access to, generic medications. All of this is so that, they can continue selling their top-line, newly patented, slightly formulated versions of AIDS medications and make the most money possible, which is actually a death sentence to a lot of these people in developing communities that have, these very manageable diseases.
We'll talk about that more for a moment, how this could affect access to affordable medication in these developing countries and what impact that could have on people's public health.
Well, among the 600 corporate advisors that are at the table have access to these negotiations, in contrast to the very few people from civil society who do, are a lot of high-paid corporate lobbyists from the big pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot from, big agricultural companies, big manufacturing firms, and the Chamber of Commerce. They're all at the table having their say. And what they're doing is using each of these chapters, the intellectual property chapter, labor standards, rules of origin, to kind of manipulate the system, to take power away from our government, our elected officials, and to just tweak the rules so that, so that they can win on this large corporate scale and make a little bit more money. What we're concerned about is the fact that I mentioned that civil society, members of Congress, members of the media like yourself, have very little access to these negotiations to fight for workers and to make sure that, these corporate interests don't totally outweigh, the voices and the interests of people.
We're talking about global scale here and regional players and how this could affect many different people across the globe, but let's bring it to a local level here. How could a deal like this affect workers or communities in California?
It's a great question. We know from NAFTA and previous free trade agreements that these deals cost jobs. There's direct evidence that NAFTA alone costs 700,000 American jobs, and we've seen, along with NAFTA and China joining the WTO, we've seen over 6 million manufacturing jobs nationwide disappear just this century, in the last 10 years. That's one in three manufacturing jobs. We've seen kind of the way these deals work as a, kind of offshoring mechanism. And when we're looking at some of the countries involved, Vietnam, Malaysia, a lot of people are thinking that these are going to be low-cost alternatives to China as some workers there start to get a little bit more of a voice on the workplace. And that's very terrifying from a not only a American jobs perspective, but from a human rights perspective. These deals put downward pressure on wages here and around the world, and human rights. And these these corporations that are in these negotiations are looking for ways to save money. And if that means going somewhere where labor standards are cheaper and we can't use these kind of agreements to raise such standards, then it's not going to be helpful for anyone except for the very, very 1%, if you will, that will be making money off of these deals.
Lately, there's been lots of attention on anti-piracy measures. In Europe, there's the ACTA, and in the U.S., the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA. They've been criticized for threatening freedom of expression and online innovation. This deal is set to protect digital technologies. According to the Obama administration, it says that it will protect U.S. company interests. If this deal were to move forward in its current form, how could it affect digital information?
It absolutely could. A lot of people are seeing the intellectual property chapter of this to be something like a SOPA 2.0. Just everything that negotiators wanted in ACTA but couldn't actually get. And the questions of whether or not internet freedoms are being challenged are very real. And as we learn more and more about the negotiations, we see that that's a really realistic threat, and we're concerned about that. It's just one more reason that we're trying to make sure people are aware of this and make sure that we can put pressure on the negotiators from both the national negotiators and the corporate lobbyists who are there pressing for these kind of provisions. So.
Tim Robertson is the director of the California Free Trade Coalition. He spoke to us about negotiations taking place in Los Angeles on the Trans-Pacific Free Trade Agreement. Tim Robertson, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.